Thanks for joining us for this episode of 13. We want to start by thanking our new patrons, Maria Zane, Julie Elefthero, Leland Palmer Gets Happy, I see what you did there, Lenore Pearson, Lauren M., JJ, and Brittany Ender. We couldn't do this without you. Our patrons get access to a Patreon-exclusive Discord where you can chat with us about the show or whatever else is on your mind. Speaking of the Discord, thanks to everyone who joined us for the movie night last month. We're planning another one soon. We had a blast, and we can't wait to keep doing these. Patrons also get bloopers, behind-the-scenes audio, and weekly updates on the show. Different tiers get merch like stickers, t-shirts, and coffee mugs, too. Sign up to support the show at patreon.com/13pod. Also, big thank you to everyone who participated in the Street Team last month. We're getting the Street Team exclusive merch printed in the coming weeks, so keep an eye on your emails for more info about that. Here's some exciting news. If you've been with us since our days when we were creating Olive Hill, you'll be excited to learn that Olive Hill is being included in an actual college course about fiction podcasts as literature. This is a brand new course being offered by Hutchison Community College. It's an online course, so anyone anywhere can sign up. It covers Olive Hill. It actually covers a little bit of 13, too, and some friends of the show, including Old Gods of Appalachia and more. I've actually had a chance to get a little preview of the course, and I'm really excited to see it come to life. So if you're interested in learning more about audio fiction as literature, check out the show notes for more info. Before we get into today's show, just a quick scheduling note. We're going to take December off from releasing new episodes, but we're not going to leave you completely empty-handed. We're planning to repost the holiday episode from last year in the main feed, and, of course, our patrons will still get a second monthly story. There are no months off for the patron content. We love making the show, and we've been releasing episodes for a little under 2 years, but we've been creating the show for almost 3 years now, and we just need a little bit of time to recharge and get caught up. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. This month's story is Junction by Caitlin Merceau. Caitlin's a member of the Horror Writers Association and the Quebec Writers Federation. If you like what you hear on today's show, go and pre-order her upcoming collection, Palimpsest, from Ghost Orchid Press. You'll find a link to that in the show notes. Also featured on today's show, Jimmy Yamaguchi. Jimmy's a professional voice actor. He's been all over the industry for some time now, so you may recognize his voice from other projects. We're excited to welcome him to the 13 team. Also, back on the show, Josiah Knight. You heard Josiah in A Hard Rain last year about this time. We're excited to have Josiah back. So, I've been talking for way too long. Thank you for putting up with me. And now, on with the show.
Hello? Okay. Okay. But that would take me a little while to... No, I can't get that done now. Do you know how late it is? What is it with people wanting handouts? I'm almost at the train. I'll do it when... Did he really? Okay. Okay. Give me a bit. I'll get cracking on this now, and I'll send it to you from the train, assuming I get there in one piece. Yeah, every single bump. It's like he's aiming for them at this point. Yeah, okay. Take care. I swear, I think that driver was trying to kill me. When we arrived at the train station, I hurried out of the car, leaving the cab driver no change. I didn't believe he deserved any. Someone outside of the station stopped me and asked me for money. It's like everyone was trying to keep me from getting on the train. And it wouldn't stop there. When I asked what platform I needed to be on, an attendant asked for my ticket. But, of course, just as with the rest of this day, I left my goddamn phone in the cab. I told the attendant I could leave them a piece of ID. The name on the ID would be the same as the name as the seat was booked under. That should be enough, shouldn't it? But that's how this day was destined to go. The attendant explained that they couldn't use my name to locate my ticket because apparently they don't store personal information in their system. Although I'd given them my name when I paid for the damn ticket. They only needed that for billing purposes. It wasn't saved anywhere. They had no proof that I'd given them money for a ticket, and without a valid ticket at boarding, they couldn't allow me on the train. I asked them if they could log into my email and print the damn ticket from there, and the attendant had the nerve to tell me that they're unable to access email from the terminal. What the hell happened to customer service? I paid for a ticket. I should be able to have access to it. The attendant told me I could buy another ticket. And he gave me a customer service number to issue a complaint. He basically told me someone, somewhere, may be able to help me. But not for this ticket, and not right now. He wouldn't even tell me where the train to DC was boarding because I didn't have a boarding pass. Are you fucking kidding me? And the only tickets left on the train were in first class, over $300. They were all sold out of tickets in coach, even though one of those coach seats was my original seat that I had already paid for. I told the attendant to discount the ticket to make up for everything they had lacked in the area of respect for their customers. And he said, "Our rates are fixed and I cannot adjust the current fare for you." And then this asshole told me about the customer service line I could call and that the number was located on the back of the receipt once I purchased a ticket. The customer service line I could call with my cell phone that was in the goddamn cab. I gave in and bought a new ticket. First class to DC. The attendant told me that no other tickets had been sold for my section, so I would have the compartment to myself. A compartment, because the train station was using older trains as part of their ongoing commitment to the town's heritage project. Meaning I just paid over $300 to ride an older, slower train. A train without air conditioning, without Wi-Fi, and without comfortable seats, all in the name of heritage. The attendant reminded me that if I'd like, I could lodge a complaint by calling the customer service number located on the back of my receipt. The back of the receipt for a $300 ticket for an antiquated train. As I walked to the platform, a grainy PA system announced that the inbound train from New York was experiencing unforeseen delays. What kind of hellhole is this place? Late trains, no access to customer information, careless staff members. And the cab driver had to have known he was hitting every single pothole. I was just ready for this trip to end.
Good evening, sir. How may I help you tonight?
I'm just trying to board and find my seat. Cart 2, compartment E.
Then you've come to the right place. Through these doors, and then you'll be the third compartment on the left.
Here you go.
Oh, I don't need to see your ticket, sir. You can just go right in.
Of course you don't. This has to be a joke. Excuse me.
Yes?
I think there's been a mistake. There aren't any seats in here. J- just two long benches facing each other, and there doesn't seem to be any kind of table or computer stand to do any work on.
No, that's the way it's supposed to be. This beauty's an antique. When they built her, people didn't have laptops.
I realize they didn't have laptops, but I do. And while I realize you don't have internet on this train, I still have reports to write.
Sorry, sir. We don't have any tables for the compartment. But good thing you have a lap.
Yes, lucky me. Wait. Do you guys have a cell phone I could use on board?
No, sorry. But there's a payphone just in the station. You've got about 5 minutes or so until we depart, if you want to use it, so I'd hurry.
Jesus. I had to call Liz before getting on the train. I walked back out into the station and the end of the platform. Hey, Liz. Do I have the worst timing or what? Today has, not been my day. I guess you and James must have popped out for a bit. Anyways, I said I'd call you from the train, so I'm calling to let you know that we'll be leaving soon. I forgot my cell in the cab, so if you try calling, I won't pick up. And the train I'm on doesn't have Wi-Fi because it's the oldest train in the fucking world, so I won't be able to check email either. Sorry, I love you, sweetie. And tell James I love him too. And congrats on his report card. Let him know I'm proud of him. Love you both, and see you soon. Bye, sweetie.
Did you find the phone all right?
I did, thanks. My wife, on the other hand...
They're never there when you need them, but they show up out of thin air to nag you when you least expect it.
Sure, I guess.
Best take your seat now, sir. We're about to depart.
Last call for all passengers on the 11:35 train to New York. All aboard!
The train started to move. About fucking time, honestly. Ugh. The person who made the train seats either hated comfort or people.
Welcome aboard, sir. Here's a pamphlet on the train you're currently aboard, as well as details on the new Heritage Railway you're on. This route is an ambitious one, given that the train is from the late 60s and hasn't been used since the early 70s. So if we make an unexpected stop along the way, you know why.
Thanks, but I don't need one.
Are you sure? It's really interesting.
Positive.
Well, if you change your mind, don't hesitate to ask. There's a button you can push right here by the door to signal if you need anything. It's one of our few modern features. It's mostly used for emergencies, but feel free to ring it if you get lonely.
Yes? Yes, what is it? Jesus Christ. I said, what is it? What do you want? Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't have time for your pranks. I just said I don't have time for your games. Go bother someone else. Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off!
Hello, sir. How can I help you this fine evening? Decided to take me up on that information pamphlet after all?
What? No, of course not. I need you to do your job better.
Begging your pardon?
I need you to do your job better. Some jackass has been harassing me at my door. They're knocking obnoxiously and running away before I can catch them. But if someone was doing their fucking job and patrolling the length of the train, making sure people weren't acting up, I wouldn't be dealing with this right now.
Sir, I can assure you that myself, as well as my colleagues, are doing everything to make sure your journey and this train run smoothly. I'm sorry someone's been disturbing your ride thus far. I'll radio into my colleagues and make them aware of the situation, and I'll do my best to focus some extra attention here. If you hear the knocking again, please don't hesitate to pull the bell. I'll be sure to come running.
Thank you. But hopefully with an increased presence, I won't have to ring the thing again.
Fingers crossed. Yes?
Did you catch them?
Catch who?
The person knocking at my door. They did it again, only a moment ago. I rang as soon as I heard it.
Sorry, sir. I didn't see anyone else in the hall when I arrived.
Damn it!
I'm going to station myself at the end of the cart for a while and keep an eye on things. Hopefully the culprit shows themselves and we can get this sorted.
Good. If not, I'll add this to the list of growing complaints I'll be writing the train line about. Christ's sake!
How can I help you?
Tell me you saw them.
Saw who?
The asshole knocking.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't see anyone.
Are you goddamn kidding me? You were supposed to be watching the hall. There was just someone knocking outside my compartment, and you didn't see them. Are you fucking blind or just incompetent?
Sir? I can assure you, there was nobody outside your door. I was just at the end of the cart, and there was no one outside your door. Are you sure you're not just hearing the noise of the train on the tracks? Because it can sound fairly loud when the wheels...
I know what I heard. I heard someone knocking at my damn door, stopping me from getting any work done and making me waste even more time explaining everything to you.
Sorry, sir, but there really wasn't anyone outside your door. But I'll wait at the end of the cart, and if I see anyone outside your...
Sure you will. Piss off. Go away. No, I'm done. Knock all you want, you knob, but I'm done paying any more attention to you and your nonsense. I said go away. Hey!
Yes?
It's too dark to see from my window. Does this rail pass close to any trees?
Yes, we will definitely pass by some trees.
I mean, will we be passing by heavily wooded areas with trees close enough to touch the train?
Perhaps, yes. I believe we might. Why, sir?
They're scratching at my window, so I was curious.
Scratching at your window?
Yes, scratching. But if we're going to be passing close to, like, forests, then...
We should be, yes, but we're not yet. Was it persistent scratching, or...?
It was, yes.
Huh. Well, if you hear any more, let me know. Can't be too careful with these older trains.
Should I be worried? Is something wrong with my window?
No, everything should be all right. But it is a heritage route, so we can't be too careful. If you need anything, just ring the...
Well, I know, thank you. Wait!
Yes?
There it is again. Do you hear it? There, you hear it.
No, I don't hear anything unusual, sir.
There it goes again. Tell me you heard that one, at least.
I don't hear anything like you're describing.
Well?
I'm going to check on the rest of the passengers, and I'll be sure to keep an ear out for scratching at the windows. And we'll be back to keep an eye on whomever keeps knocking on your door. Enjoy the rest of your ride.
How the hell does he not hear it? Please. Please, please. Hello? Help me! Who's there? Please help me! Just a minute. Please! What? What do you want? Hello? You better bother someone else with your damn pranks next time! Some of us are trying to get work done! Please, help! Please help me! Help me! Help me! Help me! I said stop it this instant! Please, help! This fucking instant! Can I help you?
Sorry, sir, but we got complaints from some of the other passengers.
Complaints?
Yes, noise complaints, sir. A few of the other passengers were complaining that you've been screaming into the hallways.
Me? Me?
Yes, hard to imagine, I'm sure, but they were very clear that you've been shouting profanities at them from the hall.
Not at them, at the asshole yelling in my cabin.
I thought someone was knocking at your door.
They are, and they've taken to shouting at me too. I just can't see them.
Someone's been knocking at your door and shouting at you, and you can't see them.
No, I can't see them. Not because they're not there, but because the fucker hides faster than I can catch them. And apparently faster than you can catch them, given all the good you've been, you useless piece of...
Sir, I'll have to ask you to be more respectful. I've done everything in my power to assist you with the alleged knocking...
Alleged?
...and the window scratches, and everything else in between. While I know you're frustrated and confused, I ask that you treat me with the same respect that I've shown you. Otherwise, I'll have to report you to my superior, and should the situation not improve, ban you from future travel with the rail line. Now please, get back into your car and try to keep your voice at a respectable level. Have a good rest of your journey.
The nerve of some people. I know what I heard. I'm also talking to myself, so what the hell do I know? Please. Please, help me. Why won't you help me? No. I'm done playing. I'm done with your nonsense. Please, please, please. Help me, please. I need your help. Stop it. Please. Stop it. Help me, please. Help, please. I said stop it. Stop bothering me. Go away. Please, 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 please. I said go the fuck away.
Sir, if you don't want any snacks, you can tell me politely. I've already told you that you need to be respectful.
No, sorry. I wasn't talking to you. It was the voice.
The voice?
Not a random voice, but the person who's been... You know what? It doesn't matter. You said there was food?
Yes, I've got some sandwiches, chips, cookies.
Which cookies?
We've got the little fudgy ones, some butter cookies, chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip, please.
It'll be $6.50.
How much?
$6.50.
For that price? Forget it.
All the proceeds go to a charity helping families with...
I said you could keep your fucking cookies. I'll wait till I get home to eat.
As you like, sir.
Doing this, it's going to be a very long train ride. We've got another 2 hours to go, and frankly, I'm tired of hearing your voice. I have been for a while now. Piss off, you damn prankster. It's not funny.
Please help me. Why won't anyone help me?
Maybe if you weren't causing problems, some of us would be more inclined.
Please. Please, I have no one else to go to.
Oh, we're doing this routine again. Very original. Not like I've heard this nonsense for the last half of the trip.
You're the last one left. Please. Please help. Please, I'm begging you. Help me.
I'm not going to help you. Nobody is, because there's nothing to help you with. Now, how many times do I need to tell you to piss off?
Please! Please help me! Help! Oh, God, please!
No! No, I won't! Go away, fucker!
Please, help!
Why are you bothering me? Why won't you leave me alone? Answer me, you little fuck! What the hell? How did that even break? Excuse me. Please, can someone come here? Please? Hello?
I'll be right there, sir. How can I help you?
It's broken.
Excuse me?
The window. My window is broken, it cracked, and I was sitting right beside it. Do you know what kind of safety risk that is? I could have been injured. I could have been killed. You're lucky I don't take this whole damn train line to court.
Sir, would you mind moving to the side for a moment? I'd just like to check out the damage. Thank you. And what were you doing when the window broke?
Nothing. Sitting right there, trying to get my work done. Not that I've been able to with that maniac shouting at me.
Maniac.
What else would it be? He kept screaming at me, banging on the door, and nobody...
hears them?
...will do anything about it.
Hmm. Sir, you do realize this window is broken from the inside.
So?
And you're saying you weren't anywhere near it.
Of course I was near it. I was sitting on the damn seat. What are you trying to suggest?
Nothing, sir. However, I'll need to take down your name and contact information so I can make an accurate report of the damage. I'll be sending it to a supervisor, and they'll get in touch with you should they require any billing information or additional details of the incident.
Billing details? You think I broke the window?
Of course not, sir. Now, if you could just start from the beginning.
Beginning of what? My story? I was sitting down and that prankster was at it again with the shouting.
Someone was yelling?
And banging at the door and scratching the windows.
Sir, there's no way anyone was outside
your... And they smashed my damn window!
Sir, if you would please calm down.
Calm down? There's an absolute monster on this train who won't leave me be. And you're not only trying to pin his vandalism on me, but you're asking me to remain calm. How am I to stay calm when you won't help me? Why won't you help me?
Sir, we're doing all we can to remedy the situation. Unfortunately, None of the other passengers are complaining about noise from this cart, other than the shouting coming from you.
Don't hear it! How can they not hear someone shrieking, screaming, please, 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 please?
I said to calm down, sir, or I'll have to stop this train and have you removed.
I am calm. I'm also frustrated. I can't get anything done.
Sir, I'd suggest you take a moment to consider your behavior on this train. You've been going around in circles about the yelling for what seems like forever. Now, you can either accept your situation or continue getting nowhere with this behavior.
How dare you speak to me like this? I'm a paying customer. I've actually paid for 2 seats on this damn train, and you're acting...
Still not getting it, eh? That's fine. We have all the time in the world.
What are you talking about?
How about I give you a moment to compose yourself? Not that it ever does much good.
Did you at least hear that? Did you? Do you hear that? Do you hear it yet? Do you at least hear me knocking? You inept, incompetent, inefficient, less than civil servant. Huh? Do you hear me? Does no one hear it? How did none of you hear it? Please, please tell me you can hear it. And why have none of you helped me? Why won't any of you help me? Please, please help me. Please, please help me. You have to hear it. Don't you hear it? Please, help me. Why won't any of you answer me? Why won't any of you open your fucking doors? Listen to me. Please, I have no one else to go to. Don't you hear it? Don't you hear the nails on the glass? How do you not hear it on the glass? Please! Please! Help me! Help! Oh, God, please! Stop it! Stop it! Please! What the hell?
Welcome to your destination. We hope you enjoyed the ride on our Heritage Railway project, and hope you'll join us again soon.
Never a fucking yet. I walked off of the train, ready to go home, ready to be done with this. The PA announced that the inbound train from New York was experiencing delays. It appears their Heritage program was working just as well on all of their trains. What was that? Who was that on the train? How much are they going to charge me for an antique train window? I walked out of the station and hailed a taxi, ready to make my way home. Hello? Okay. But that would take me a little while to... No, I can't get that done now! Do you know how late it is? What is it with people wanting handouts? I'm almost at the train.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of 13. If you like what you heard, stop what you're doing and leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. This month's story was Junction, written by Caitlin Merceau, narrated by Jimmy Yamaguchi. The train staff was played by Josiah Knight. Editing and sound design by Liz Walker. Music by Caleb Ritchie, with assistance from Bridget Howard, Brooke Jeanette, and Ian Epperson. Our producer-level patrons are Rick Linville, Tattooed Fox, Rhiannon, Sean Geary, Anthony Diaz, Paul Doyle, Anton Madison, Delta Tango, Jackie Kay, and Jack Chaddick. Thank you so much for your support. Our Patreon partners get access to an exclusive Discord channel to chat with the creators and a second monthly reading, merch, bloopers, behind-the-scenes content, and weekly updates on the show. We're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at some version of 13pod or pod13. We'll have links in the show notes. If you'd like to submit a story to be performed on the show or contact us about anything else, get in touch at info@13podcast.com. You can also find that in the show notes. Bridget Howard is sitting next to you on the train. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next month with a rebroadcast of last year's holiday episode, and we'll see you in January for a brand new episode of 13. See you then.